Hey, I had an amazing dinner just now. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. And I made a soup, but it's kind of like a, I have no idea, like a stir fry soup. It's got like noodles and chicken and cabbage and other vegetables. But like the broth and the liquid. Oh, it's just so flavorsome, so good. I feel like I should do these journal entries way earlier, or like in the morning or something, because like I've noticed like I sound like a dead orc or something trying to do these vlog, well, it's not freaking audio logs when I'm like dead tired. That's like day three. Saturday, day three. Third day of working in a row. It was really, really, really busy today. We had like six people who were sick. And like one person who dropped out like halfway through. Yeah. I'm surprised I haven't gotten sick. I wouldn't be surprised, yeah, if I got sick. But yeah, it's been amazing. Just to see, it's just been surprising actually, just to see how many people are sick, but amazing that I haven't gotten sick. Yeah, I think things are going really well. I still haven't like gotten into reading or learning Portuguese or learning piano or basketball or anything. But I've really been wanting to, like, really wanting to get into it. Stuff like that. Not because I want to fill up my time or anything, but because I just want to, like, want to grow. Yeah. Still have to do a bunch of stuff, but it's not bothering me too much. Yeah. There's something I had to say, something I wanted to say, but I can't remember what it is. I know I had something to say. Oh well, that soup was amazing. Really, seriously, I honestly had something in my mind that I wanted to say. Oh no. But this journey's going well. Should be something on my mind. I honestly have something burning in my mind that I have to say. Oh well. Guess it's not worth saying. I have been skating to work and back, and it's been a freaking nightmare. I skated to work, did a 9-hour shift, and then on the way back, I did some shopping, and I was like twice my weight. And like on the way, there was a guy, and he was like, "Oh, can you tell me where this place is?" And I was like, "Oh, okay." And so I showed him on the map, but he was from Hamilton, he's never really been there, so it's like, it was really close, it was like a 1 minute drive. And so I was like, I can, like, it's a bit of a walk, and he's like, "Oh, I can drive," and I was like, "Oh, well, I could get in your car, and I could GPS it," and he's like, "Oh, okay." He trusted me way too much. Because without a second thought, I was in the car with him and drove to the place where he wanted to go. And then it was the opposite from where my house was, so I had to skate a little bit further. And I'm just so tired right now. So tired, because all that exercise, plus the work, no rest. Yeah, I'm still hungry, like I want to eat more. And it was a really, really, really good meal, but I don't think I should. I think I should leave it for tomorrow, because I'm working tomorrow. Yeah, like, I just got so much on my mind right now. Just, like, really, like, buzzing out. Like, I have to clean, have to RSVP to a wedding that I'm invited to. I have to think about Mitchell's birthday and what's going on there. I have to email what needs to be done around the house. Organize a budget for seeing if we can get a cleaner to come in every week. And what else? Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff. I know there's more. I just can't think of it right now. Yeah. I'm having fun. I'm having a blast doing all this stuff. Like, working today, even though it was hectic as, I was having a lot of fun and really enjoying myself. Skating is an experience in itself. It's hard to describe, but it's still amazing. I was singing on the way to work. Singing on the way to work while skating. It's just, yeah, just so cool. I don't know, I'm just loving life. Like, everyone's like, oh, you started at 10:30 in the morning and you're still here, like, 7? And I'm like, yeah. And I love it. I mean, people work 12-hour shifts in a job they hate, and I'm just so lucky to work a 9-hour shift job I love. I can work 12 hours, it's fine. I love this place. Yeah, I just hope I don't get sick. It's like my one job right now. Don't get sick. And yeah, there was one other thing. But, oh well. Yeah. I'm not sure if I should say this. I've got a crush on this girl for like ages. And I've been, like, fighting whether or not I should ask her out. Keep in mind that I've never been on a date. And I'm, like, all, like, new to this whole sphere of things. But at the same time, it's just like, well, am I even ready? Like, to jump into this whole thing? Like, it's a big deal for me. I'm still battling with, like, emotional stuff in the past, so it's, like, it's a big deal, and it's a battle right now. I'm not sure if I should go for it or for it. Yeah, but I just don't want to get hurt or, like, invest myself into something too much, and so I guess that's me saying that I'm not ready. Because the commitment there is at a higher stake than what I'm prepared to give. I'm glad I can recognize that, but if I can understand that there's a point where I can actually break that barrier and just commit, then it's a big question of if I should go for it or not. Because even if I've got the will to commit, following through with that's another story, and then also if following through with it is enough in the first place. But I mean, at the moment I'm just not there yet, and I need some time just to mentally unravel past heartbreak and hurt. Yeah, I just don't think I can do it right now. I mean, I definitely have the time to meditate on it and stuff. But I mean, in the meantime, I can just eat more chocolate. I'm having my first driving lesson next week. Excited for that. Not sure how it's going to work out, but hey. See how it goes. I'm sure it's a great teacher. And, yeah. Still haven't cried. I want to cry so bad. Like, I really just want to watch a sad movie and cry. But I think that soup is going to bring me to tears if I have another fight. It's just so good. Well, I'm ready to go to bed. I am stuffed. Even though I'm still hungry. I just need to have a rest. Yeah. Yeah. Let's hope I can get into the groove of, like, studying again. That's what I'm excited for. Like, out of everything. I just want to read a book. Read a book. I watched Maximum Ride. There's a movie from a book that I read in high school. And it was a book that I chose myself to read. And it was, like, a really cool book. And I was, like, full of imagination and stuff like that. It was really, really nice. And then I watched the movie that was based on the book. And I was, like, because it's been a while. I was like, oh, yeah, this was in the book. It's like, oh, yeah, this was in the book so many times. It was amazing. Really different experience. And it made me want to read the books again. But I probably won't have the time if I'm reading the other books. But could be a nice break between studying and the leisure of a reading itself. Yeah. But I just want to read. Like, there's so much stuff I just want to do, right? And I just want to do it. Oh, shoot, that's right. I want to talk about my diet. And, like, yeah, because, oh, shoot, this audio log's all over the place right now. So, like, my eating at the moment's, like, is not good, especially the past couple days. Like, the cake, sausage rolls, in the past I've had, like, a lot of pizza and all that sort of stuff. And it's just come back to that message of what am I saying to myself, from myself, you know? If I'm eating stuff that I know is bad for me, that I know won't give me nutritional value or be good for my well-being, physically, mentally, whatever, it's a message that I'm sending to myself, right? If I'm eating crap, then it's like I'm telling myself that that's what I deserve, or like that's who I am. Like, it's a bit disrespectful to myself, right? Like, if I respected myself, I'd be eating healthy, or I'd be eating better, or I'd be restricting my temptations, or I'd be lessening my portions, right? Or lowering my portions. Just because I will place myself in a dignified position that is outspoken and says, I respect myself, and to show this in my actions, I will eat accordingly. And I think that's really, really important. And I think it shows in a lot of people who have a much bigger problem with themselves, is they will have a much bigger problem and eat a lot more, or a lot more unhealthily than I am right now. And it shows as well, like, how much you could respect. You could see someone, right, like, at a KFC, who's just gorging themselves, right, with really fatty foods. And sometimes you can make a judgment call on if they come often as a regular or if it's like a once in a while treat. And so these people who come in like often and just eat lots of KFC or whatever they're eating, like lots of fatty foods, and they've just blown up and are really fat. It's kind of sad to watch, to be honest, because you look at them and go, where's the where's the dignity, you know? This message that you're saying is like, it's like you're lessening your worth by what you're eating. And it's a very strange statement. It's like a really weird mindset to think what you eat shows how you feel about yourself, or what you think about yourself, or what you deserve, or whatever. But I think it's true. And in my case, I don't think I've put myself in a dignified position. I think I've lowered my standards a lot, and have lowered my place on the pedestal of where I see myself, based on what I eat, of course. So I'm wondering at what point, like how, what steps would I need to take to get back up to a better place, right? Like, is it just from the eating choices, or does something in my mind need to change first about how I see myself before this change takes place? Because I'm just in the flow of life right now, just going wherever the wind takes me. But if I were to make a choice, you know, would it be the choice of my food, or would it be the mindset of how I see myself? Is one after the other, both at the same time? Or are they separate events altogether? Because I have no evidence of what I'm saying is true. It's just my observations. Yeah. Well, regardless, it's just a thought, you know, and it's something that I have noticed and noted in myself throughout my experiences. I'm like, I notice these things, and I just want to make sure it's being recorded in this log. That's what I wanted to say the whole time. Yeah, it's an interesting point, but this... I bought a whole bunch of stuff that I can use for cooking, and I'm really excited to use it. Yeah, I hope it's just gonna taste as amazing as the meal that I made today, because it really did taste really good, like 5 stars, you know. Yeah, if I can cook like that every time, I feel like I'll be that one step further into adult life that is self-respecting, organized, and well-behaved, mature, skillful, resourceful, prestigious. Yeah, I'll keep this updated. You know, I'll update it every day and say where I'm at right now. Loving life, really happy. Busy as ever, and more self-aware every single day because of these things that I say. Reflecting on things I think is really important, and I think because I do it daily, I actually notice things throughout the day when I'm not recording right now that make me realize stuff that I can record for the daily audio log. I'll notice things and go, oh wow, that's cool, I could put that in the audio log today. Yeah, so really exciting what's happening through this experience, through this journey, and hopefully I can sound a lot better in my voice so that I can record this better and portray my ideas in a well communicated manner, because I feel like I'm not doing my best to communicate how I'm feeling or the ideas I want to convey, but I'll work on it. I think it's important. I don't know why or what this is going to be used for, but I want to do a better job at it, so yeah, we'll see where it goes. We'll find out what happens, but in the meantime, that's all for today. Ciao.